I think you hit a nerve there, and I think that is a big gap that exists because, yes, it is. It does have the magic power, as you indicated, because at the end of the day, whether you're a not-for-profit or a for-profit business or community, you still have to pay your bills, right?
Welcome to Season 8 of Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. The BTG Network is powered by sponsors
Align, NICMAP,
Procare HR, Sage, Hamilton Captel, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, and Salinity, and produced by Salinity Marketing.
Bridge the Gap in 3, 2. Welcome to Bridge the Gap Podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas. A beautiful day and an exciting interview here with a good friend of ours, Lena Wren. You are at SEMA Senior Living as an analyst. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Well, we are so excited to talk to you because most of the time, Josh, we're talking to seasoned veterans, legacy people in the industry, CEOs, all that kind of stuff. But there's a whole new side to the industry of people that are students, and they are coming into the industry. They're interested in learning about it, and they're bringing their skills to try to track a career into senior housing, and that's Lena's story. Lena, we would love for you to tell our audience how you got here and the connection points between NIC and Bridge the Gap and now your current role.
I was a graduate student from USC Gerontology School, and then I got a wonderful opportunity from Bob Kramer with NIC, and I got a scholarship to be able to attend to Spring NIC conference this year. And at that time, I realized, wow, this is so, like, such a big world behind scene. It's more than operation. There's a lot of deals involved, transactional service. Also, that was a time I know the Bridge the Gap. That was the time. And I got a chance to reach out to Lucas at that moment. And Lucas actually helped me connect with my boss, Jonathan Judd, the CEO of SEMA Senior Living and the SEMA Investment Group. So we from that, I got a wonderful job opportunity with this new launch operator in this field. And just extremely wonderful experience so far. I got a chance to do the thing I really, really want to do at the first place, because I also have a background in real estate, not just gerontology. So it's perfectly aligned both sides. And yeah, learn everything through that experience. So really wonderful.
Yeah, that's super exciting. Well, a lot of folks, even me, so I've been coming to NIC for 20 years. I've seen students around at the events. I think we've even interviewed a few, but I didn't realize the investment that many partners to NIC and NIC makes in sort of growing the future generation of leaders. We've heard of the Future Leaders Council that they have, but I didn't realize that. How many students did you say you were in a cohort with that were here?
I think around 15 people.
Right.
From different universities. NIC sponsor them, make them to come to this, I would say, most exceptional conference ever, and to let them explore what they want to do and connect them with the right industrial professionals so they will be able to know what they want to do. And that's kind of my journey as well. After NIC, I know, like, there's a really clear career pathway I would like to go for, and I want to work for that. And I even have like a 10-year goal, stuff like that.
Wow. Well, you're very impressive in the fact that you knew so much about what you wanted to do and how driven you were. Also very fortunate. I heard you say you got to meet Bob Kramer, been on our show, obviously a huge part of why NIC is what it is today. So some very fortunate circumstances that you were able to rub shoulders with some very important people in our space. But you also touched on that you were already studying gerontology. So there's a little bit of a backstory there. What made you want to get into that study to begin with?
So I would say at that time when I was filling applications for grad school, my grandfather got dementia. It's just right before it. And then I started to realize, oh, how important, you know, and how much effort it actually takes to take care of a people with dementia. Even that's my grandfather, but it took my uncle, like my uncle had to take care of him like full time. It's hard. And I was starting thinking, oh, there's definitely some help there. And I really want to learn about it. Because one day, I would like to be a great resource for my own parents, for my grandparents, for everybody around me to know how to direct yourself to the right way at that moment, because you were helpless at that time. You first know. But so I got into this gerontology program with USC. It's like the best program, I would say, on this day, because I'm Trojan. But you learn a lot. You learn every perspective of senior living. You know how to take care of residents. You know, is there any other options for people to explore? And you saw that huge gap between the public and the actual industry, because a lot of people just so afraid of going to senior living. People just scared. And you just saw that huge gap there. And that's really what I really want to help people with, to fill that gap, make sure you, you're not yourself, you're able to get along with someone through that journey.
Well, I'm interested to know your perspective in talking about bridging gaps. Many years ago, I hate to say how many years ago, I was at university and college as well. And going through business school and all the things that I went through, I never heard anything about senior housing, right? And so I'm wondering, was this something, Nick, and senior housing and all that you've got to experience, is that common knowledge in the university world now? Do you feel like there's enough conversation around that? Or is it still somewhat of a mystery how to enter the senior housing marketplace?
I would say there's still a little bit of mystery there, even though people are getting more familiar with what senior housing are and what kind of option their loved one or themselves are able to choose. But still, people just scared. They're just common. We're human beings. We got scared, and a lot of people are not ready to make that big step. It's because it's kind of changing your life. It's not just about me going to college, staying at a dorm. It's about that's could be your forever home afterwards. And we saw a lot of house providers like hospice, palliative care. People not really get what exactly that means and how that will help you and your loved ones. So, and as SEMA, where I'm working right now, we're trying to have those educational materials to the families so they would know what exactly we're offering and how their loved one will be looks like in our communities. And so there's still some work to do to make sure people trust you, believe in you, that we're going to take care of your loved ones really well. But that's exactly what we're really passionate about, because we want to see people thrive in our communities.
Well, talk about a fast track, Lucas. I mean, in less than a year's time, you have literally gone from first time Nick, scholarship, exploring if this was right, to now working with the fast growing operating platform, to connecting with Lucas, who helped you get that job. Talk about the senior living fan. You're going to have to come up with a like senior living network guy, and connecting you to this space to now. I mean, you just sit down in this chair and owning it, like we've had 20, 30 year veterans that are sitting in the same year seat that you're sitting in, and you're talking about your experience in senior housing in less than a year's time. So what would you say that you've already learned that you could take back perhaps to the university world? Because one thing I think all of us providers here and operators are thinking about is this tsunami, this aging tsunami that we have, and we need to recruit workforce. into our industry. So what should be our messaging if you're talking to the thought leaders of the industry of how we should tap into folks like you to attract the talent that we need to?
One thing, if I were able to back to USC again, I would say I want to take more classes more on the financing side of senior housing. Because when I start working, I actually see there's a gap between the executive directors of the community and our people at the home office, as we are more looking into the numbers, the financials. But sometimes the operator at the community, they may not have that enough knowledge about that. So it's kind of rare to find someone who can provide good care and also be able to really understand the financials. So, and I don't want to say money is everything, but sometimes it has its magic power to make everything look good, to renovate old buildings, make everything thrive again. So I think that's one thing that maybe I would love to take more classes on. And yeah, I think that's kind of what I've been aware of.
Yeah, well, I think you hit a nerve there. And I think that is a big gap that exists because yes, it is. It does have the magic power, as you indicated, because at the end of the day, whether you're a not-for-profit or a for-profit business or community, you still have to pay your bills, right? What you do with the profits or the excess revenues, that's really another matter. But I do think there is a gap that often exists between those administrators, the community leaders who are actually, they have budgets, all of them, that they have to hit these performance indicators, not only on quality of care, but on performance financially. And sometimes they don't understand the big picture of how you got that budget and why that budget exists and the capital stack that was required to be put together to require those standards to be in place. So I think that's great insight from someone right out of the university. And I hope that, you know, those that are listening can take that to heart and improve the trajectory into our space for sure. Lucas, I'm assuming it's a little bit rewarding for you to see like someone like her to be able to join the industry in such a short amount of time.
Well, she's the impressive one, obviously. All the dots that she has connected in a very short amount of time is really remarkable. And I think it's also very healthy for our industry to know that there are young professionals like Lena out there that, you know, obviously your personal story really helped drive you, maybe was your kind of starting point. But there are a lot of other people that may not have that exact story, but could still bring their skill sets and their passion to this industry. And so, Lena, I'd love to pick your brain here as we kind of round out our conversation. How can this industry attract more individuals, younger individuals out of university?
Wow. Really got me.
You mean you don't know the perfect answer to attract all the talent? Because no one really knows, right? Or they would be doing it. I guess just give it your best shot.
Last night, I've been heard of a session about what is the next generation product we're going to offer. And I kept thinking about that. What will be? And now I think we got this generation of with really tech savvy, with all the AI tools available. And I think that really will attract younger people, younger generation to this industry. Because when you think about senior housing, you may think about, oh, it's just senior living place where my grandfather, my grandmother lives. But now it's totally different. Because we are able to use most advanced technology. We put new thing in the communities, like all the SEMA community has the new AI fall detection cameras there. The first time I heard about this AI detection cameras, I was like, wow, this is not what I was thinking when I first went to gerontology school. So that's really fascinating. And I really want to see if we are able to, you know, put more new technology within the community, people will be attracted by that and they want to see, oh, how the thing doing with senior living. And I think another thing is people, they would love to know what the how's life looking in senior living. And I saw a lot of TikToks. There are really a lot of people really love those. So it's, I think we're getting there with all this new technology, especially here in NIC. We got scholarship programs, and that's how people get to know more about, and there's more and more people attending the conference each year. So yeah, I guess that's my answer.
That's a it's a great answer, and it's a great point. And those are also things that are attainable. Obviously social media is a major player in every aspect of life. And it's a major player in senior housing. Josh, you and I kind of started posting, you know, 10 years ago, and when there was not much on LinkedIn or any of these other channels, probably some of them didn't even exist then. And now there's a lot. There's a big, much bigger conversation around senior housing that takes place on social media. And that's really great to see. And so I think that your answers are very practical. And so it's an exciting time, and it's an exciting conversation to have. And we're really glad that you've been able to connect all of these dots here.
Well, and I think just the fact that there has to be so many dots to connect is part of the problem. You know, I think that was one of the reasons why we came up with the name Bridge the Gap. There's a gap that exists between the reality of what senior living, senior housing, what the aging population needs, and the perception of that. And candidly, I would say for far too long, our industry has not done a great job at telling our success stories and educating the public on really what we are and how we're different than probably what their perception thinks, right? And so I couldn't be more excited that this new energy, new thought leader in the space has emerged. Thankful that you had the opportunity to connect some of those dots that are probably not that easy to connect and find my friend Lucas here, find Bridge the Gap. And so good to have you on today. Thanks for taking time. We know you're busy here at your second NIC, now working in the industry that you sought out. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. And a really, really one point I would just say, it's just exactly what I was thinking when I started working. There's a huge gap, and we did not say enough our successful story. I've been to meet residents' family members, and they're really grateful that we're taking care of their loved ones. But those stories are often behind the scenes, so people don't really know. People are happy. People are being taken great care of at the communities.
A great conversation, Lena. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, for our listeners, thank you so much for your time today here at the Fall NIC Conference. Check out those show notes and those links. Go to btgvoice.com, download this content and so much more. And thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry by connecting with us at btgvoice.com.